Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, our beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been given the title as Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Rahmatul Lil Alameen means an embodiment of mercy. Everything about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is rahmat, mercy. And the one who follows and obeys Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of mercy for that individual. The one who follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are only given the command to follow one personality. Allah Pak has not made it difficult for us. He did not say a group of people, 10 people, 20 people, follow that person, follow that person. Very simple. You are here in this dunya, in this world for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. And it is only farz, an obligation for you to follow only one personality. And that person's name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And everybody besides Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this dunya has got a question mark. So you are not to follow, you are not to obey, you are not to listen to anyone except for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this deen, this religion, very, very simple. By following him, you are successful in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Now, somebody might ask you, your friend who might be a non-Muslim, well, why should I follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The answer is very simple. Any other human being is faulty, can be sinful, can be proven as a liar. He might have an agenda that he wants to deceive you, to cheat you. That when he speaks, he does not speak the truth. Any other person can be influenced by shaitan. And for any other human being, the doors of guna, sins are open up. And for any other human being, the doors of shahwat, desire, is there. Therefore, he cannot be that perfect, the paragon of perfection, can only be one personality, and that is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Logically, you cannot follow anybody else. Why? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam only speaks the truth. Those that were his enemies, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and the mushrikeen of Makkah, they had to confess that in reality Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Sadiqul Amin, the most truthful and the most trustworthy. Even the enemies have to testify. A man who can never ever be influenced by shaitan. A man who can never ever commit any sin. Infallible. A man who has no agenda. He does not wish to cheat anyone, to deceive anyone. A man who is 100% a well-wisher. And he comes as Bashir and Nazir, that there is Jannat for you, and if you disobey me, there is Jahannam for you. Bas. And therefore, logically, like how you can't find a mistake in the Quran, you can't find mistake in the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For my young friends that are here, and for everybody listening at home, these are very simple lessons that we need to take in. Very simple. Everybody else is influenced by shaitan, except for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. In fact, the shayateen, when they came close to him, they had to become Muslims. The Quran testifies that the shayateen were roaming around and they had no access to the heavens. And they said, something has happened. And within a few seconds, they scanned the entire world and they came by this desert. They said, let us go to the Arabian Peninsula. And they went to the Arabian Peninsula and they saw this very handsome man praying salah. And they listened to him. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِ. And a group of jinns who were not Muslims, they listened to the Quran. فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. What a beautiful kalam. يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ. فَآمَنَّا بِي. They were not arrogant. They were not stubborn. Immediately they were people who accepted the truth and they knew. Because jinns have a very long life. They have a very, very long life. And many of these jinns were people who had benefited from a Nabi who came before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they had witnessed Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and those who had seen Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So these were the jinns that knew that this is the kalam of Allah, that this is the Quran. And immediately they surrendered. فَآمَنْ نَبِي وَلَنْ نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا حَدًا. And we are not kuffar, we will not do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is the power of the Quran, my respected brothers and elders. Don't be deceived. There are people out there that will want to move you away from your deen, from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But remember that there is no one like our Nabi. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in this dunya. It is the order of Allah that you follow this man, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declined in his kalam that if someone says he loves Allah, Allah is saying that is not accepted. If someone says that he loves Allah, that is not accepted. So you will find a lot of people who are non-Muslims, and they say that, look, you know, we are the same, you know, we are all the same. We all know that there is only one creator. If there is only one creator, then why do you take Jesus as the Son of God? Why do you take Mary, aliyazu billah, as the mother of God? Then why do you worship idols? If there is only one God, and which God? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear in His kalam that they will be people who will make a claim that they love me. But their claim is not valid. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ O my Nabi, make it a declaration for the whole world. If they come to you, or if anybody says, you know, we also believe in Allah, we also love Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, it is not just enough for you to provide lip service. Just to provide lip service, bas. Now, some people feel we give a lot of charity, so we don't need to pray namaz. Our hearts are very clean. You know, mare dil bahut saaf hai. We don't need to do umrah. We don't need to go for hajj. We do a lot of other charity works. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying very clearly, if there are people who say they love Allah, very simple. فَاتَّبِعُونِي O my Nabi, tell them to follow you. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ Until they don't connect you to the kalima, Allah does not love them. Koi subhanallah nahi bol raha hai. All of you are niqabis and hijabis. The niqabis and the hijabis don't say subhanallah. Subhanallah to bole bhai. You cannot say just la ilaha illallah. Allah is saying until you connect, they connect you, O my Nabi. Yuhibbukumullah. When they connect you, alhamdulillah. When they have connected you properly, that you are Khatamun Nabiyyin, and they obey you, then alhamdulillah, the doors of rahmat will open up. Otherwise, the doors of rahmat will never open up. So understand this, my respected brothers and elders. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very, very precious. This ni'mat is a very precious ni'mat. We have to look after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his teachings. We should have the love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We should be very proud. Ye kya dari ko choti choti banakar we feel ke, oh, you know, that Egyptian mufti has given a fatwa, you can cut your beard, you know, so it's okay. And some of the people have said, I forget all this. Be proud of who you are. Be proud. Even if you have to wear a topi, be proud. Be proud. Let people follow you. Let people emulate you. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so my respected brothers and elders, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to this dunya a source of rahmat, a source of mercy. And there are four locations which are very, very important to every one of us. And for these four locations, we have to make sure that Allah has opened the doors of His mercy for us. Bahut tawajjuh se sunay, listen to me very carefully, my respected brothers. The first location is this earth, dunya, that we are in. Station number one. It is very important for us that the doors of rahmat have been opened up for us, and it's very easy. The more you are connected to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more rahmat descends. The more rahmat descends. The more you are connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is the first location. And this first location will have a great impact and effect upon the other three locations. And the second location is what we call the grave. There also we will need rahmat. the rahmat of Allah. And then after the grave is what we call Maidan-e-Hashar, the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah. They also we will need rahmat, the mercy of Allah. And then finally, Jannah, inshallah, for the people of Iman. Jannah, a person can also only enter by the mercy of Allah. But before Jannah, the two middle segments, locations, and we are getting closer and closer and closer to it. You may celebrate your birthday. You may celebrate New Year's Day, whatever. You may feel that, you know what, my blood test results have come. And the doctor said, man, you are Bruce Lee. You are? Chalo, Bruce Lee bhi toh mar gaya. You are perfect. Your body, everything is perfect inside you. Nothing is wrong with you. Let not your blood test results deceive you. Let not anything in this dunya deceive you. Let not your age deceive you. Let not your children deceive you. Let not your wealth deceive you. Don't think that, you know what, everything will go how I want it to go. Nothing goes like that, my respected brothers. It is only the rahmat of Allah. And we are getting very close to that one bedroom, very small apartment. One bed sit, bas, very small. Ab to hamari kabristan mein jagah bhi nahi hai. And so, the grave, how will we open the doors of rahmat in the grave? This is not my topic, I've talked about it, but I don't want to talk about this, otherwise it'll take too long. But for the benefit of the people that are here, I was doing taleem with my sons at home just today, and I said, Alhamdulillah, you know, I have prepared my qabr. I have prepared my qabr just to give children the impetus, you know, that Alhamdulillah shock. So I says, you know what, I read Surah Mulk every time, Alhamdulillah. I read Surah Mulk, and I'm sure my brothers also read here, it's not just me. But lekin bachcho ko zara shock paida ho, kya hai? Aap bhi aise bole? So the children feel also excited. Guarantee. The one who reads 5 times a day salah, and his aqeedah is aqeedah of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat, and he follows the 5 pillars, Alhamdulillah, and he is of the sound aqaid of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaat, basics. Of course, we do sin, people do sin. But then with all that, he has a habit of reading Surah Mulk, 29th para, Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulk, 2 rukus only, every day. Insha'Allah, when that person dies, you are not to fear what will happen to him in the grave, because your Nabi and my Nabi has said that this surah will do shafa'at for him until the grave becomes Jannah. Brothers who are not praying, very easy option. Very easy option. Read Surah Mulk. A lot of our children are hafiz, mashallah. Memorize this surah. 29th para, Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk, Surah Waqia, Surah Sajda. Dedicate yourself. Lock down, you have a lot of time. Just going on, spending time on other things like games and things like that, this is not going to benefit you. Alhamdulillah, if we take the Quran with us. So, something very easy. I'll give you 2 things to secure your grave. Number 2, you have to pray 5 times a day salah. And after your salah, read Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi. Allah's Nabi has also mentioned this. So a person will go straight into Jannah. So the grave will also be transformed. It's a hadith. These are the things that we should always do, because sometimes we need to give a reason for your father and mother to forgive you. Sometimes we need to give an excuse for the judge to forgive you. You have to have something there to show someone, okay, we'll give him the benefit of doubt. We are not perfect. But if we take with us and if we are banking every day Surah Mulk and Ayatul Kursi, we have a very good chance in the grave, inshallah. But let me quickly move from this topic. So we have to make sure that the doors of Rahmat open up for us in the grave. And remember that in this dunya, Allah's Nabi has said, Rahmah is what? Huzur alayhi salam. By following him, the doors of Rahmat will open up. And the Rahmat that comes from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so great that it takes you straight fast track into Jannah. And so Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahu Akbar. Fidaka abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah. May my father and mother be a ransom to you. How beautiful he must be. How fortunate must be the companions to sit with him, to eat with him, to drink with him, to walk with him. Subhanallah, to touch him, to breathe with him, to, subhanallah, put your nose on the skin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to smell the fragrance of Jannatul Firdaus. How beautiful that must be. Subhanallah al-Azim. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that the day of Qiyamah is a very important day. The day of Qiyamah is a very, very important day. That one day is 50,000 years long. How many years long? 50,000 years long. Remember this, my respected brothers. 50,000 years long. That is why Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, we know of the hadith, people will be going to the prophets and saying, please help us, please help us. That story, hadith, we know. And this entire system of the world, what Allah has created, this planet, the stars, the moon, the sun, everything, subhanallah, it will not be like how we see it today. A person will be drowning in his own sweat. A person will be drowning in his own sweat. Itna pasina. The sun will be above him. Each individual will be different because of his deeds. And then people will be naked as they come out from their graves. Women who have haya, my mother and your mother. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The level of haya was so high in them that they could not tolerate this. Allah's Nabi, you are saying that on the day of Qiyamah people will be naked? Then won't the men look at the women and women not look at the men folks? More the men look at women. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no, Aisha. That day will be such a horrific day. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. Every nursing mother will discard its nursing baby. Doodh pilane wali. She will not want to feed the child. وَتَدَعُوا كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Every pregnant woman will abort the child prematurely. That day will be like that. وَتَدَعُوا كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. And you will see people as if they are drunk and they will be walking in a direction that they won't even know. They will be helpless and they will fall down and they will stand up and they won't know what to do. But they will not be drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But before going into Jannah and before people, that is the final distribution of humanity. That is why today, a person who has no iman can laugh at you. Allah says, let them laugh. Rubama, rubama, yawaddu alladhina kafaru, law kanu muslimin. A time will come on the day of Qiyamah that they will plead and they will cry and they will point fingers at each other. You were the khabis. You were the shaitan. You were the iblis. Because of you I am here. Because of you I didn't go to the masjid. Because of you I was not a Muslim. لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Only if I was a Muslim. Now, to be a Muslim is such a ni'mah. لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Only if I was a Muslim. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, on the day of Qiyamah, which will be 50,000 years long, on that day, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given some instructions to the people of his ummah that I am giving you 7 things that you can do. How many things? 7 things. He didn't say 1, 2. He opened it up. He's rahmat. He's rahmatul lil alamin. He's an embodiment of mercy. And he opened it up. Any one man can take a choice. If you do all 7, mashallah. If you can take 5 with you, alhamdulillah, a greater chance. If you have 4 things, 4 qualities, alhamdulillah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, people will be suffering, people will be in difficulty, but then there will be what we call the magnificent 7. They will be the magnificent 7. The magnificent 7 will be awarded. They will be given shade, VIP, under the arsh of Allah. And can you imagine how big will be the arsh of Allah? From the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of Qiyamah, they will be given the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. 7 people will be given this VIP treatment on the day of Qiyamah, protection. On that day where there will not be any other shade for them. No other shade. People will panic. 7 categories of people. For this ummah only. Not for any other ummah. Only for my ummah. Only for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers and elders, Allah's Nabi said, number 1, Imamun Adilun. That Imam who is a just ruler. Who is a just ruler. Who is an imam here? Imam here can mean the one who is the leader of the Islamic Khilafat. Or the leader of a country. The head of state. The Khalifa of the time. And that he is a just leader. Just leader. That is why, alhamdulillah, when we look at the Islamic Khilafat, the rulers were either scholars, or if they were not scholars, they would sit with adab and respect in front of the mashayikh and the scholars and seek guidance from them, and then this is how they would govern and dictate. They were humble people. They were not arrogant like you see the leaders of today, unfortunately. They were only scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would give their life, but they were not prepared to give anything else. They feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But scholars have mentioned, Imam Adil can also mean the head of the house, that he has to be just. A man who is working, he has to be just. A man who is showing insaf, justice to the people that are around him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are just. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adl. Allah says, Allah gives you the order to do adl, to do justice. So this justice is also something very, very important. And so in whichever capacity you are in, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, people who are just rulers, anybody who is a man who is doing insaf, very fair, A man who is very, very fair. That is why, alhamdulillah, in the Muslim part of the world, Allah has given people an option to marry 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, right? But how many people marry? If you look at the statistics, very few. Very few have two wives. You might have people who have 2 wives. Very few have 3. And very, very few will have how many? 4. Very few. Why? Because the bar that has been set by Shariat is very tough. It's not easy. The bar that has been set by Shariat is very high. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمَ اللَّهَ تُخْسِتُ That if you fear you cannot do justice, then be careful, only one for you, only one, one. In Shariat you will see justice for everyone, even when a person dies. Miras, adl, insaf, everything is done properly. Somebody likes it, somebody doesn't like it, it's fine. A person in his lifetime, he can distribute his wealth how he wants. But if he did not do it, and after his death, then no. Then there is a clamp. Sharia takes charge. Imam-e Adil. Allah give us the tawfiq that we show justice. Sometimes you get children who get married. Then they tilt towards the wife too much. In such a way that they are not showing respect to the parents. Wrong. This is against what Allah's Nabi is saying. Sometimes you get children who only listen to their mother and father. And they don't listen and they don't show love to the wife. That balance is not there. And they just say, no, no, my mother and father. Wrong. In Islam, it's wrong. In Islam, there is a balance. And this balance, when you do with good intention, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for you. Imam-e Adil. And then, the second category, as mentioned in the hadith, وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ Allah gave us all the tawfiq. My respected brothers and elders, Allah's Nabi is saying, on that day of Qiyamah, it will be long, 50,000 years long, that youngster, that young boy, the youth, that were growing up and were nurtured, and as they were aging, nasha'a, when they were 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, they in their young age were consistent and worshipping Allah, praying namaz, reading Quran, doing the zikr of Allah, turning to Allah and doing tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And the tarbiyat was done in such a way that even from a young age they were pious. And alhamdulillah they take their piety slowly with them. That is why pious parents are the greatest blessing that you can have. Sometimes we don't take pious parents for granted. And we think that my parents are strict. This is what shaitan puts in your mind. He likes to change the vocabulary. My parents are strict. No, no, no. Your parents are not strict. They love you. What do? They love you. But the problem is, there is a disease inside you that you don't want to listen to someone who is your benefactor. Someone who is feeding you. Someone who wants to give you the right tarbiyat. You don't want to listen to him. Really, my respected brothers and elders, those parents, subhanallah, who do rock talk. Have you prayed your namaz? Have you prayed your Quran? Did you go madrasa? Don't do this, do this. Say subhanallah. You sneeze. Did you say alhamdulillah? You are eating. Did you say bismillah? Huh? Every day, this sweat that comes out, this fikr, my children, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ These parents are a na'ma. If you don't have parents like them, then it is your decree It is the decree of Allah. But then you change, that you become better parents. That your children, alhamdulillah, that is why when two people get married, I always say to them, you know what? Make a promise to Allah that if Allah blesses you with a child, make an intention that both the father and mother will make sure that your child becomes sahib-e-tartib. What does he become? Sahib-e. What is sahib-e-tartib? That from the age of maturity, he has never missed any salah. What a lovely boy that he can say, no, Allah gave me a blessing and I was born in that household, that my father and mother did my tarbiyat, and alhamdulillah, in my entire life, not one salah is qada. Hats off. Subhanallah. Aise maa baap ho. Allah give jannah to these parents. And then for the children to take this on. Washabun nasha. So that they are always concerned. So this youth, the youth are so precious. So from a young age, people who are worshipping Allah, subhanallah, you are in the front. You are from Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. In the race, you are in the front. You are in the front because at a young age, you are worshipping who? Allah. Allah give us the tawfiq. Allah give our youth to worship. And make us people who recite the Quran, do the zikr of Allah. My respected brothers and elders. And then, number three, again, what a beautiful example Allah's Nabi has given. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّكٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. That man whose heart is locked with the masjid. That man whose heart is locked with the masjid. You know, today, the problem is, my respected brothers, the people who run the show in a masjid are not the ulama. Very sad. And I say this openly, I don't fear no one. Alhamdulillah, Masjid Umar is very different, inshallah, we hope. But I'm saying it generally. I have seen, because in my entire life I have done imamat. Alhamdulillah. I have not done any other job. And then you get people who become committee members. Now, can I ask you one thing, my respected brothers? If you have a toothache and then you go to the plumber for advice for the toothache, what will you call him? What will you call him? Huh? Pagal. But the house of Allah is the masjid. And everything that runs here has to be run according to the Sharia. Not by your profession that certainly you have this tag with you that you're a committee member. The most important person in a masjid is who? The imam. If the imam is not there, wallahi, it makes a lot of difference. But if the committee members in the world, they are not, they don't make no difference. Because risk comes from Allah. And I am only saying this, that I am so shocked that there are masjids in the UK that have decided to close their doors. That's the only reason I'm saying this. And I'm saying this because of the hadith. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّكٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. That man whose heart is locked with the masjid, connected to the masjid. And you know what they say? That, oh, you know what, saving one person's life is saving everybody's life, mashallah. So why don't you go and close Asda? Why do you go Asda? Essential. Close the surgery. Essential. Close the pharmacy. Essential. Close Tesco. Close all your Muslim grocery. Waha to food you want to eat. Do do haato se khana hai. Close your takeaways. No. Why did Boris want to close at 10 o'clock? But the house of Allah, close it. You know what? Somebody will catch COVID. Okay, bhai. Bhai, alhamdulillah, take precaution. You're wearing masks, social distancing. You've got, you know, sanitizing bottles downstairs, right? Do whatever you need to do, alhamdulillah. Then what? Then have tawakkul on Allah. And how can you close the doors of the masjid? Where is your iman? But you know why this happens? When you bypass the ulama. when you bypass the imams, the scholars, and falsely I read in an article, oh, we've decided to close this very beautiful masjid in London, and this was done by consulting the imams and the ulama. I'd like to know which imams. I'd like to know which scholars and muftis have given you this fatwa. So this only, this happens, my respected brothers and elders, when we don't know who are our leaders. The Muslim empire is suffering because as leaders you've got puppets. What have you got? After the Ottoman Empire that was broken, Sultan Abdul Hamid and subhanallah, the glorious Osmani Khilafat was broken, and they forced the Muslim to take land in Jerusalem, and we know history. And then they had to install puppets. Puppets who don't know anything about Islam and who hate the scholars. And they became leaders for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. And the worst from them all was Ataturk. What happened in the Balkans and everywhere in that region because of these atheists and munafiqeen who were there. And this is what they want, my respected brothers and elders. How can you close the door of the masjid? Allah's Nabi said, the example of a believer in the masjid is like a fish in the water, and the example of a hypocrite in the masjid is like a bird in the cage. A Muslim should love the masjid. He should feel that, you know what, I'm waiting for my Jumu'ah. You know what, I want to go for my salah in the masjid. You know, I want to go to the masjid, alhamdulillah. And the people who come to the masjid, they are Dhuyufur Rahman. Who are they? Who are they? What is Zuyuf? The guests of Allah. Who are they? The guests of Allah. So how many people I've mentioned? How many, my respected brothers? Three. On the day of Qiyamah, if you're a just individual, insha'Allah ta'ala, you will be given shade under the arsh of Allah. Number two, washabun nasha, youngsters, the youth. The youth of this ummah, alhamdulillah, are Muslims, very strong. They will be given this VIP zone under the shade of Allah. People will be looking at them. Subhanallah, these youth, subhanallah. And number three, those who love the masjid. That is why love the masjid, my respected brothers. And our khulafa and our scholars, you know what they did, Hazrat Umar? Alhamdulillah, in every Muslim city, in every corner, masjid, masjid built, masjid here, masjid there. That anybody who comes, it must connect with the eyes, the domes, the tall minarets, to show, alhamdulillah, the might and the power of Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It should echo, it should, the adhan should be heard everywhere. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. In this city, there is no room for hypocrites. You don't like it, you get out. Medina Munawwara, subhanallah, Dajjal can't come. Makkah, Dajjal can't come. Munafiqeen can't come. And this is what was done. Wherever you see. Allah give jazai khair to the Turkish Empire. What beautiful, beautiful masjid they had built everywhere in the Islamic Empire. Ab chale jaye abhi. Go to the Balkans, go to the Muslim part of the world, even India. You'll see that the architecture was much influenced by the Ottoman Empire. And you, even in the 80s, you could actually see that the Turki people were there as builders. I've seen it with my own eyes in the early 80s that were doing the extension of Makkah Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, people understood this. Masjid is pivotal to us. So number three, very quickly. Number four. رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهَا وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهَا. Two people who love each other for the pleasure of Allah, they meet because of the pleasure of Allah, they depart for the pleasure of Allah. Ulama have said here, few lessons. Number one, Allah's Nabi is teaching you who to befriend. Number one, he should be a man who loves Allah. Who should you befriend? Because you are meeting for the pleasure of Allah. If there's no Allah in his heart, then what is the use? So when you take someone as your bosom friend, then he should be a person who has iman. A sister should love the sister for the pleasure of Allah. A brother should love a brother for the pleasure of Allah. Siblings should love one another for the pleasure of Allah. One Muslim brother coming to the masjid should love him for the pleasure of Allah. Open up your hearts, and when you love one another for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will give you a shade under His arsh. And it is so important and vital that we choose people who also understand this and who love Allah. A husband and wife should love each other for the pleasure of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. Today, for minor issues, honestly, my respected brothers, minor issues, people are giving talaq and are divorcing. Minor issue, no sabr, minor issues. And they think that, you know what, by doing this, and this only happens because we are influence of the programs that we are seeing. Very independent mind. We have to be Muslims first, that you are doing anything and everything for the pleasure of Allah. If a woman is cooking in the kitchen, she is not caged. She is not mazluma, oppressed. She is doing it to please who? Allah subhanahu. She wants to give clean, halal, hot food. Khush naseeb hai wo aadmi jiski biwi usko garam garam roti khilati hai. Aur khush naseeb hai wo biwi jo roti sirf pakati nahi hai, roti ko tor kar lukma bana kar uske muh mein rakhti hai. She even puts one morsel in the mouth. That is the sunnah, and that is really true love. Tahabba fillah, wa tafarraqa fillah. Today we put our lips in the wrong places. That's the problem. Forgive me. Shaitan makes you do this. Number five. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ إِمْرَأَةَ ذَاتَ مَنْسَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنْ يَخَافُ اللَّهِ. Again, very important. That there is a woman that is calling a young man, come to me and fulfill your desire. Or vice versa. A man is saying to the lady, come to me and fulfill your desire. There is nobody here looking. There is a Instagram invite that you can meet me. And Facebook, you are chatting with someone who is your ghair mahram, who legally you cannot be talking to. But Shaitan is beautifying this. This is what he does. Shaitan beautifies sins for you. This is the golden rule. That he makes you enjoy it. You enjoy. You become oblivious. You become blind. You can't see anybody behind you. What's happening? And so this woman is saying, Haytalak, Haytalak. Come to me, come to me. At that time, you become Yusuf alayhi salam. Ma'adallah. Ma'adallah. Allahu Akbar. My Allah, what will I say to my Allah? What will I say to my Allah? It's only 40 pounds a room. What will I say to my Allah? Ma'ad Allah, inni akhafu Allah. Oh, my respected brothers and elders. Honestly, let me say something to you. There was a young boy who said to me when he was in studying. He says, Maulana, I was in the room. And there was nobody to stop us. This woman was completely ready. Everything was visible. And all I had to do is what I had to do as a young man. I had all the power. But as I got close to her, I started to shake. She is telling me, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? And you know, we are in the university, we do things. We are in college, we do things. Man, what are you worried for? I love you, you love me. We love each other, we'll get married. Wah, wah, Shaitan gives you these tips and lines. The doors are locked. The parents are 100 miles away. Bichara, they think my child is studying. And they are there, locked up in the room. And this young boy said to me, he says, Imam Sahib, you know what? I felt Shaitan was pushing me. Then I says, Inni akhafu Allah. No, no, I can't do this. You know what? My Allah is watching me. That fear of Allah. You know what? I hugged him. This was before COVID. Eh? I hugged him. I said, Subhanallah. Masha Allah. What a young boy. You are a boy that Allah loves. You are a boy that Allah loves. You are a young teenager that Allah loves. I salute you. And this is an amanat what you tell me. I salute you. Maulana, I did not do zina. This woman was baffled. I said to her, you know what? My love for Allah is far more greater. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I don't mean to, you know, humiliate you. Whatever he had to say, he had to say. But he turned away. I says, you know what? You are given a place under the arsh of Allah. You are, in fact, my Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib would say, that at the time when a person wants to do guna and he does not do guna, at that time if he makes any dua, Allah will always accept his dua. Somebody came to him, Hazrat, tell me what is, how to become mustajabud da'wat. Hazrat said, mustajabud da'wat is that when you are open to zina, when shaitan has prepared you, not zina, any sin, shaitan has mentally prepared you, your heart is connected to that sin, you are adamant, you are going to do it, at the crux of the matter, you put this emergency brake down. Ibni akhafullah. Scared of Allah. At that time make dua. Every dua will be accepted. Allah give me the tawfiq. Allah save our youth. Allah save our community. Allah save us. And my respected brothers, there's so much I wanted to add on what is happening in our community as far as marrying who. But inshallah, maybe, I think I'll want to tackle this in Jumu'ah, where there'll be also a lot of people. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ إِمْرَأَةَ ذَاتِ مَنْسَبٍ. We've covered that. Number 6 and 7, very quickly. رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. That a person spends in the path of Allah, that when he gives with the right hand, the left hand, does not know. So also to give in the path of Allah is very, very important. My respected brothers and elders, the more you give, the more Allah will give. Number 7, finally, and this is perhaps the most important. Allah give me and you the tawfiq, and it's very easy. وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. A person in any condition thinks of Allah and he starts to cry, either out of the fear of Allah or out of the love of Allah. And he's thinking, Ya Allah, so much ni'mat and blessings you have given me. Allah, you gave me this. Allah, you gave me this. Allah, you gave me this. And he starts to cry. Huh? Or out of the fear, he starts to cry. And a person who is tearful, subhanAllah, and a person who cries with sincerity, this is a great ni'mah. Allah, give us the tawfiq. That is why Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in, our mashayikh, our scholars, they were people very strong, very mujahid, powerful people. But when it came to the love of Allah, they would cry and weep very much. So this crying and weeping is a ni'mat of Allah. So sometimes when you are alone, when you are young, even for 1 minute, 30 seconds, try to cry in front of Allah and ask Him, why Allah will accept your dua? You know, a baby will cry and the mother will run. She's upstairs and she'll leave everything and she'll come. Crying is this very powerful tool. Allah is showing us from the babies that are in front of us that the mercy, the rahmat in the heart of a mother pulls quickly. And when a person cries for the pleasure of Allah, Allah's rahmat pulls to him very, very quickly. Allah give us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward every one of you for coming to the majlis. May Allah grant you afiyat, complete protection. May we all become mustahik of Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.